CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Saw one of my friends over the weekend and I noticed straight away that she'd gotten braces.
Adult braces.
Yeah, so I think she's 31 this year and she said to me, I said, oh, when did you make that decision? She said she wanted to get them for a long time and her parents couldn't afford them when she was a kid growing up. She had a lot of brothers and sisters and she decided, why not?
How bad were her teeth?
You know, not even that bad.
No?
Not even that bad. Not to the point where I'd ever recognise or notice it. But she said she always wanted to get them done and she, yeah, not Invisalign, full braces.
Did she go the clear ones though or has she got the colours? What has she gone?
Clear.
Clear, okay.
Full
but they're
clear
still
braces.
There. Still,
yeah,
still there.
Oh,
still
very,
notice them.
Very noticeable.
Yeah.
And on an adult, it's...
Well, it stands out.
It stands out quite a lot because you don't see it very often,
yeah.
Do you?
Well, with a kid, you just go, oh, yeah, you need that.
Everyone,
you get that.
Everyone's got braces.
Did you have braces?
No.
Oh, yeah, I had full braces. I had the...
did you really?
I had the little elastics that click from one tooth to the top. I used to always leave them on the Macca's trays. Not deliberately, but you forget when you take them out and you eat.
Did you have the headgear?
No, not that
one
far.
One of my mates had, yeah.
Oh, how bad is it if you're getting headgear?
We always thought it was a myth.
I've never seen headgear before.
Yeah, she had to wear it at night times.
Your teeth must be messed up if you've got a headgear.
Oh, yeah, she was all kinds of trouble.
Really? Wow, okay. But look, I mean, would I get adult braces?
A lot of people are doing it these days. I looked up some statistics on it, and there's a dentist, his name's Dr. Fryer. He said in the adult population, from his experience, usually, like a couple of years ago, or 5 or 10 years ago, it'd be about 5%
okay.
were adults. These days, it's 30%.
That's a big jump.
Yeah, it's a massive
jump. If you're going to get the teeth that you're like a really nice shape by the end of it, I mean, mm-hmm. it's worth the end result.
Because remember last year, it was one of the hosts of A Current Affair. She got braces.
Layla McKinnon.
Yes, and everyone was talking about it because she had a bit of a lisp,
yeah.
obviously because she was getting used to them, because it's a whole lot of other stuff in your mouth. And everyone was making a big deal of it. She was 43.
43?
Mm-hmm.
Now she's got that million-dollar smile.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I mean, they look awesome.
Yeah, she's killing it. 43. I don't think we'd get much older than that. No way.
I reckon you would.
All right.
This dentist said he put braces on a 65-year-old woman recently.
Go for it, guys. If you want them, get them.
Why not?
But are we doing this?
Yes, we're doing this. Can you stump us this morning? If you haven't heard it, you need to call up. You don't have to have adult braces, but you can. You'll tell our producer, Rachel, off air if you do or if you don't, and then we'll try and guess if you've got adult braces.
How many fake lisps do you think we're going to get on 13, 12, 16 this morning trying to stump us? What do you reckon about that?
Maybe a couple.
Look, we can offer up some great stuff for you this morning. We've got tickets to see Knowlesy, if you like.
That's a good one.
We've got double passes to see the Flashback Fridays at Event Cinemas in Tuggerah. They're doing some great old school movies. Or maybe you'd like to go and check out Foghorn's Winter Warmer Beer Dinner Night on the 20th of July.
That place looks awesome.
All right, can you stump us this morning? Adult braces, yes or no? We will guess on 13, 12, 16, and just a great way to get to know the people that listen to this show.
We love it.
Straight after this.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
We really want to know.
Love to get to know the people that listen to this show.
And we love to guess things too, don't we?
In a very weird way.
One of my mates saw her on the weekend. She's got adult braces. She's 31. She decided, nah. My time is now. I'm going to get them because I want them. She said she likes it because it makes her feel younger.
I did think that, actually. Yeah, it would make you feel a bit younger, wouldn't it?
And I think it would probably make you appear younger to people as well.
Ah, true.
I think so.
Did she give you any pre-warning that she had the braces?
No.
Just rocked up with the braces?
So
no
straight
pre-warn.
Away I was like, oh.
No pre-warn.
Did she get a haircut?
I did. Did you get adult braces?
They're saying it's a pretty common thing in 2017. Okay. Over 30% of people who are getting braces are adults. So
this is where you can stump us on 13, 12, 16. We chat to you. Locked in with our producer is the answer to this question. Do you have adult braces or not? Let's go to Vanessa in Chittaway Bay. Morning, Vanessa.
Morning.
Morning. Morning, guys.
Oh, a bit of a stumble there. Not stumbling over your adult braces, are you?
How many times a day do you brush your teeth, Vanessa?
Three times.
Times.
More than the average. More than the average.
Okay. Maybe she's just clean.
Yeah, okay.
Mm.
Maybe.
Can you say for us, Sally sucks at socks? They're the only three words I can think of with an S.
Sally sucks at socks.
I don't know. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking no adult braces.
Okay, I'll go with you on it.
Adult brace free.
I'm adult brace free.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're grill.
Have you had braces before, Vanessa?
I haven't, but my mum had them in her 50s.
50s?
Really?
And how'd they come up? Look good? Do they look good?
They look awesome.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, good for her, I say.
Between three or four out of four of my children, I will have spent about $25,000 on braces.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
That makes me feel sick.
They are not cheap.
I'm just going to get dentures for all my kids.
Just rip them all out and put in the...
Start fresh.
Hey, Donna's in Wyoming. Morning, Donna.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning, Donna. Morning, Donna. Donna. When you smile, do you show your teeth or do you smile, you know, that smile
Cat
you do
face.
With, the, with your lips closed?
Show my teeth.
You show your teeth.
Show your teeth, okay.
Not everyone that has braces shows their teeth.
When you go out for a meal, Donna, do you usually get like a steak or do you go with a salad? What do you usually order?
Well, I'm not fussed about meat, so I would normally go for a salad, although in winter maybe, you know, roast veggies or something like that.
Are you getting popcorn at the movies?
No.
No popcorn, so they might get stuck in your adult braces.
Okay.
I'm still going to say no adult braces.
No adult braces?
That's all what I'm feeling.
We're saying you don't have them.
No adult braces right now, but I certainly did.
Oh, you did?
Oh, you did.
Okay.
How old are you, Donna?
33.
Oh, so she did have adult braces.
How long ago was that? I shouldn't ask. That's not polite of me, is it?
A while ago.
What made you get them, Donna, can I ask? What made you get them at 33?
I was meant to have braces as a child and my parents couldn't afford it. So when I got older, my teeth started becoming quite damaged because they were so uneven. So I decided that it was worth doing to protect my teeth.
No regrets.
No regrets. Okay.
No regrets whatsoever.
Okay, nice. All right, well, 13, 12, 16 is our number if you want to have a crack at stumping us this morning. Steve's in Chitaway Bay. Let's give Steve a
morning,
crack.
Morning, Big Steve.
Morning, Steve.
G'day.
Hello, mate.
Oh, Steve.
A bloke with adult braces.
A bloke with...
Yeah.
It's common in both. Steve, do you do well with the ladies?
Been married for 30 years.
Okay. 30 years. So no reason to impress anyone, really. I mean, you've gone the long road, so you don't have to really get adult braces, I wouldn't have thought.
How often do you go to the dentist, Steve?
Not as often as I should.
Okay.
I just can't see a bloke getting around to getting the adult braces. Do you know what I mean?
I'm going to say...
Like, you might need it, but are you going to all the hassle? I'm going to say
not. No. I'm
going
to say you don't have them.
You don't think I have them?
No. Do you have them?
No.
Okay, good. Couldn't be stumped this morning, Bree.
No one with adult braces.
No.
Definitely would be.
Well, just call us if you've got adult braces now.
Yeah, can you call us if you've got them?
Old school birthday bangers next. 13, 12, 16. All the prizes that we just kept are still up for grabs.
Well, those statistics were blown out of the water, weren't they?
Not now, listeners.
What a bust.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM. Hello, Bree and Gaunzy's Sicky Hotline. And I'm so
alright, it's your turn to call a workplace and get the day off when you don't even work there.
It's become a main feature on the Bree and Gaunzy show, and anyone that's heard it more than three times will know I suck. I'm not good at it.
I feel good about today.
I can't lie, that's my problem. I'm not a good liar. That's the problem.
We've implemented some new rules where we give each other the excuses. You have to get into the phone call and it has to be within this one phone call.
Yes.
So
who am I calling?
You're going to call...
What's my excuse today?
Surf Life Saving Tasmania this morning.
Right. Because we can call anywhere in Oz.
Anywhere in Australia. Right. Great bunch of guys there do amazing things. You're calling them this morning and your excuse to get the day off is you've had a run-in with a lawnmower.
I never used a lawnmower in my life, but...
Well, that's good then. You cut off your pinky toe with a lawnmower.
How did my foot get in front of the lawnmower?
don't know. You were mowing the lawn in pluggers, typical Aussie.
Yes.
And you've had a bit of a run-in. Make it up.
All right, leave it with me. I think I can get this
over
the line.
All right, I'm going to put the number in here. Right. Here we go.
Lawn mower.
All right, good luck.
Toe's been chopped off.
Good luck, nine toe.
This is an easy one, this one.
Surf Life Saving Tasmania, this is Jackie.
Jackie?
Yes?
How's it going?
Good, thanks.
It's me.
Okay.
I work there, Surf Life Saving.
How you going?
I'm good. Hey, who's doing all the rosters and stuff this week?
For what exactly?
I've just got a shift coming up, the event coming up.
A carnival event?
Yeah.
I'll just see what's coming up so I can... It would be Leanne, but she's on lunch. So, I would email her.
Okay.
And she should get back to you that way. That's probably the easiest.
Okay. I'm in a bit of a situation. I can't, tell you and then you just pass it on, or is that kind of conflicting with the rostering?
You can tell me, but I can't do anything about it. What's the problem?
It's been embarrassing, to be honest. And I'm pretty new there, so I didn't want to kind of cross any lines or anything, but I was mowing the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a bit of a, I don't do it very often, but I've had a bit of an accident.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone over my foot.
Right.
My toe, my pinky toe's no good.
What did she have you doing this weekend? Was it this weekend or just coming up?
We've still had to go through all that stuff, so I'm just trying to work out exactly what's needed of me, because obviously I can't be walking around too much, and especially sand and whatnot, because my toes, they're trying to put the pinky toe's pretty much off, and they're going to try and put it back on. So I'm just wondering, I've got to go back into the hospital tomorrow, so I just kind of, if you could pass that on and then I can chat to Leanne, but if you're sweet with it.
I really couldn't tell you one way or the other, sorry.
Do you think she'd expect me to come in with the toe situation?
Probably not, but yeah. If she's got you put down for something, then she needs to know
what's
going on with it, and I can explain it, but she's still probably going to want to have a chat to you about.
Hey, Leanne. All right. You've really helped me, though, but...
sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. No, you've done... all right. You couldn't just say that I can have it off, pass it on? Nah.
No, I can pass it on for you, but she's still going to want to speak to you about it. It's not my area, and I'm not actually... Mm-hmm. I'm just answering the phone as admin, so I can't one way or the other.
All right. Sweet. Okay, I've tried. Okay. Did my best.
Just chuck it in an email, your specific situation, and shoot it through to us.
It's embarrassing writing that in an email, though. That's my only problem. Yeah, you know.
We've all had accidents before. I wouldn't stress.
Yeah, I know, but who chops their toe off mowing the lawn?
Actually, my auntie did it.
Oh, really?
My partner stuck his hand underneath ours, so it's not an uncommon thing.
What was he doing that for?
About it.
He just put his hand in there.
Something caught and just tried to catch it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for that.
Okay, bye.
See ya, bye.
She wasn't going to let you have it, was she?
No matter how hard I tried, even with a busted toe from a lawnmower.
Should have went harder.
She was sympathetic, though.
She was very sympathetic.
What do you mean, should have gone harder?
Should have said, there's blood everywhere and it's hanging by a thread.
Bree, you heard it. Leanne had the final say. Didn't matter what happened. I could be dying on the spot. Leanne's not back from lunch.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
I need the help of the people this morning. I want to go on a bit of a treasure hunt this morning.
Okay.
I love treasure hunt. Near my house, there's, I think it's Barnhill Road, there's this section where you can kind of sit. There's a picnic table, and then there's also a bit of area where you can sit, and it overlooks all of Terrigal Beach.
Right.
It's amazing. The view's incredible. And I go down there sometimes. I'll take my dinner down there. Or
do you really?
Sneaky wine down there.
I know what you're talking about. It's like a little sort of bench toppy kind of thing just before the pathway that goes down towards Terrigal.
Exactly right. Yeah. The little pathway that you can walk down into Terrigal. Uh-huh. It's just there kind of on the top of the hill. Anyway, I was sitting there the other night and I've never noticed it before, but I saw there was a lock, those locks that you see where overseas it's a love lock.
Yeah.
And I've kind of looked over and I was like, oh, that's a lock that someone has put on the fence. And I've went over to have a look and people have got engraved their names on this lock. And I found it quite interesting. And I thought we could potentially find Baz and Moddy. Are their names?
Baz and Moddy, yeah. Baz and Moddy.
And had a date on there also.
Had a date too, did it?
The 1st of the 1st, 2015. And 20. I thought to myself, I was like, I wonder where Baz and Moddy are now. I wonder if they're still in love.
What if they're not? What if they're not together anymore?
I want to catch up.
And love is dead.
With Baz and Moddy.
Okay.
Do you think we could potentially find these two people?
I think we could find Baz and Moddy, sure.
They're pretty unusual names.
What if they're not from the coast? What if they were just visiting Terrigal? Because it is quite a high holiday
yes.
spot.
I did think Baz and Moddy
have just put the lock on there and Baz and Moddy are living in Paris somewhere.
Yeah, that's true. I did think about that, but I wanted to give it a go. If anyone on 13, 12, 16 right now has seen the lock, potentially could have a lead for us.
Okay.
I want to find these two and I want to see if putting your names on a lock and putting it somewhere is cursed.
I'll even narrow it down even more. If your name is Baz or Moddy, give us a call. 13, 12, 16.
Could be you.
I'm going straight for the big guns.
You might have forgotten.
We might have to interview a whole bunch of Barrys just to find out.
I like that idea. I want to track them down. I want to see if it's still alive.
All right. Is love still alive? 13, 12, 16. Baz and Moddy. Did they spend much on the lock? Because Jamie and I, we bought a love lock for our wedding.
We're going to do something with.
And we questioned whether we needed to be, do you need an expensive love lock? You don't just go down to Bunnings and get a $2 love lock.
Yes.
Do you?
Oh, people are calling.
Here we go. There's a mystery number.
I've got a picture of the lock.
There's the lock.
And okay. I think it's just a normal...
Oh, that's fully engraved.
Yeah, generic master lock. But
it's
we'll
a master
post,
lock.
We'll post that picture.
It's a Bunnings lock.
Is it?
I think so, yeah.
We'll post the picture of the love lock that's found on Barnhill Road at the lookout point there over Terrigal Beach. We'll post it to our Facebook page. Tag people. We need to find these two. Is love still alive?
Rach, do we have a lead at this stage? Can you tell us? Oh, she's still chatting to someone on the phone. Is it Baz or Moddy? Could it be... This could be the shortest hunt ever.
Oh, my God. Hey, I like a short treasure hunt.
Hang on, all right, let's quickly take this call before we get to the news.
I'm so excited.
Sarah.
Morning, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Do you know Baz or Moddy?
I know both of them. Moddy is a really good friend of mine, and they live at Terrigal.
Right.
And his name is Barry, which is Baz. And I'm not sure about the lock, though, but it sounds like about the time that they got together. And they're still together.
Oh, my God!
The shortest hunt in the history of love hunts.
Well, we need to get these guys on the show. Could you potentially hook us up with their numbers, Sarah, and we can get them on the show?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that really weird for you, Sarah, listening to us talk about it?
Yes, because I was just listening to the radio, and I was like, Baz and Moddy, that's, like, really weird names to... Yeah, to come up because, you know, not many people have Moddy because her name's actually Maureen, but
gotcha.
Everyone calls her Moddy.
Don't give out too much details about Moddy. She might not want her name out
there. I'm so excited, Sarah. I'm so glad you heard it and you called.
They're both on the coast, so, yeah, it's very, yeah, that was weird.
Baz and Moddy, we found them. Shortest treasure hunt ever.
Love exists.
Yes.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
I just found out this morning I'm guilty of something.
What?
Manspreading.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Why? Scaping. Manscaping. Manspreading. Apparently it's an issue on public transport these days.
Yeah, I saw this article a couple of weeks ago. They were saying that the men...
What?
On public transport spread their legs too wide.
So when you sit,
that's what it is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's two things. One, you're taking up a lot of room. And two, it's quite invasive for other people.
Yeah.
So Boston, Massachusetts, the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority, they're launching a digital campaign to discourage men from sitting with their legs wide apart. This has actually become such an issue that they need to launch a campaign to stop people from doing it. I do it without even realising I'm doing it. That's the problem.
Well, men automatically sit like that to fit all their...
Exactly.
I mean, we don't have to sit like that. Do we?
Well, exactly.
That's why we sit with our legs crossed, which is bad for you anyway. See, well...
Can't win.
Well, yeah, when you see a guy sitting with his legs crossed, what do you think?
What do you mean, like, cross?
Like I kind of put sitting, like, with my knee on top of my other knee.
Yeah, I can't go that far. I can get my foot on top of my knee like that.
Ready? Try and do what I'm doing.
Okay, so you're going the full...
The full, like...
Knee across the knee cross.
Knee across the knee.
Yeah, it's not comfortable. So it's not
standing up.
Yeah. Okay. You want me to sit down?
Yeah.
And
I want you to fully do it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll sit down.
Because it's not like you don't see all that many guys sitting like that, do you?
Oh,
that's weird looking. I don't think I've ever seen you sit like that.
It is quite weird, but it
you
makes
look
me feel
like an old man.
It makes me feel sophisticated. Like I'm like, oh yeah.
You do look more sophisticated.
Like I know a lot of stuff enough to just sit back like this and, you know.
If you had a newspaper, you'd be set.
Oh, it'd be great, wouldn't I? Just be sitting back kicking like this. What about this? Is this invasive? Because that's the...
Yeah, see, that just looks
That's
not
the
man right,
spreading.
Especially in shorts.
A man spreading your way.
Yeah.
So there's that.
I feel like it's very inappropriate.
I do love how, because we have talked about this before, but we get all these news stories sent to us on this website, right, mm-hmm. that we can talk about, and they suggest things that we can put out there to the people to call the radio show for.
A phoner.
A phone topic.
In radio land.
I love the one that they've suggested for us to do on this one.
Oh, have they got more than one or just one?
Just the one. This is the one that they came up with for us to run with. They want us to do 13, 12, 16, where do you want people to stop manspreading? Where, anywhere, guys? 13, 12, 16. Man spreaders.
Jeez, that's amazing.
That's a tough one.
I think that's why they're working for that company.
Still ran for it anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, 13, 12, 16.
You're not going to get anyone on that.
How do you know?
Because I'm telling you.
But anyway, I don't know. Maybe it's something we need to launch on our own trains. Because people, this time of the morning, the trains are packed.
I'm not telling anyone.
Sydney trains.
I say if you want a man spread away.
You're all about it.
Yeah, why not?
I like that.
Unless you're taking up two seats, then I think you've probably got too much to man spread.
Don't spread over two seats.
No.
All right?
Keep it strictly on one seat.
In your man spreading zone. That'd be great.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
A little while ago, I was trying to buy a house right here on the coast, and then I realised prices were ridiculous.
They're getting up there, aren't they?
Oh, they're so ridiculous. Like, it's getting more and more crazy here on the coast, obviously, because of prices in Sydney and then everyone coming into the coast and wanting to live in this beautiful place. I've decided I'm going to scrap all of that. I'm not buying a house here on the coast. I'm going to buy an island.
A whole island?
A whole island. All to myself. Yeah.
Coconut bra, the whole deal?
Yeah. Why not?
Live it up. Does anyone live on the island?
No one lives on the island. It's actually for sale, and it used to be listed for $850,000.
Isn't that amazing that you can buy an island for that amount of
Isn't
money?
Isn't it crazy? Yeah. So the island's actually, it's near Great Keppel Island, which is actually in Queensland, near Mackay.
I've heard of that because we gave away, who was playing there? Busby and Maru was playing there.
Exactly
Keppel
right.
Island. All
so
right.
That's the bigger island near this island.
Okay.
But this island is actually 23 acres, which is a good size.
Decent island.
There's no house on the island.
Is there anything on the island?
So there's hot running water. There's little shacks with camping gear and stuff, a working toilet. It's all ready for a house to be put on it. So I thought, that's a pretty good deal.
Do people go over there at the moment? Is there somewhere that you can go there and you can kind of camp and have showers
so
and stuff?
There's a group of guys who actually own it, and they actually bought it as a party island. So they used to go over there and just party. That's what they bought it for.
How good.
Yeah, so, but they're all getting older. Apparently they're getting wives and the wives have said, nah.
It's time to move on.
You got to sell your party island, boys. So they,
what's it going for?
So they listed it, a year ago for $850,000. It's been slashed. The price has been slashed.
It's
a bargain for $495,000, guys.
Half price party island.
That's a good deal.
How much work's involved, though, once you buy it? Then do you have to sort of maintain it, or you just want to build the house and away you go?
You should see it. We'll post a picture of it on the Facebook page. It's a good-looking island.
Okay. And you've seen a few islands. I mean,
I've seen
one
a couple.
You know,
I mean, I've been in the market for an island
for a while now, of course.
I'd just like to buy it just to say I own an island.
100%.
Like, can you imagine going out to the Beery on a Sunday? How easy would it be to pick up? What? I own an island. As soon as you say that, everyone's like, what?
Bree.
What?
You're a girl. It's not hard to pick up. I'm telling you, you don't need an island to pick up if you're a girl. I mean, the quality of the guy might be another thing, but you can still easily pick
bring
up.
Bring it up a notch.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
You may remember a few weeks back. How long ago was it now, Bree, on our show when we did this thing?
Probably a month ago.
Oh, yeah, okay, about a month ago.
I'd say.
And over the 4 years that we've done this show together, it was one of the great achievements of the Bree and Gaunzi show, was it not?
I totally agree.
Where you crushed a watermelon between your legs after a week of training. This was that moment.
Oh, boy. I'm nervous for you. Come on.
All right. Currently putting it between my legs. I'm getting into position.
We are ready.
Yeah.
Here's my first attempt.
First attempt. It popped out. It popped out the top.
Oh, she's done it!
Didn't we celebrate?
Such gracious winners, aren't we?
Nothing to be gracious about with that.
God, I hate hearing that back.
Why?
Because I sound like an idiot.
No, you don't. You sound like you've achieved something.
I can't contain my excitement.
When you train for a whole solid week and then you achieve, I mean, that's just, it needs to be celebrated.
It's one of the greatest moments in my life.
It was off the back of a Facebook group, girls, who were trying to show that, you know, ladies can do anything, even crush watermelons between their legs. It was just something to get a bit of attention online.
It's going viral.
It was going viral. It was. We need to move on, though. We need to move on to the next thing. Yeah?
Oh, no.
We've done that.
You just said to me off air, you go, I don't think you want to.
You might not. Yeah, well,
you might not want to do this one.
I can only coach from this end, and
I see. So I have to take the brunt of the crossfire.
And if my student doesn't want to go through it, then that's up to you. That's fine. But
well, I'm always up for a challenge. What have you got?
There's a lady on the internet by the name of Busty Hart. Have you seen her?
Well, that sounds interesting already.
Busty Hart. Yeah, she's got 36M breasts.
And A, B, C, D, E,
yeah,
G,
work it
H,
out.
I, J, K, L, M. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, hence the name.
I've just uploaded a video online.
Okay, where is it? I haven't seen this yet either.
Is it on our the CFM Facebook page if you want to see it? She can crush anything with her breasts. Cans.
I saw this lady, cans.
Yes,
she can crush. And then she ended up hitting her head. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that. She hit her head, did she?
Yeah.
Well, I've got audio. This is her outdoing you, actually. She's gone and crushed a watermelon. A watermelon
Brie. With her boobs?
Yes.
Oh,
on the TV show Botch. Take a listen.
Are you ready?
You're not going to do a watermelon here and get that over the place.
Yes.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Do it. Oh.
Susan has a lot of force.
That's crushed.
I'm just watching this video. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad. Are they fake?
36M. I'm going to take a guess and say yes.
Well,
I'm going to take a guess.
What do you expect me to do? She's crushing with silicon.
Yeah, we outdo people on this show, right? We show the world that you don't need to be fake to achieve. You can do things.
She literally.
El natural.
That's like
El natural.
That's like a sledgehammer.
Yeah. Ever thought about a...
No, I've never had the thought, I wonder what I can crush with my boobs. I haven't thought that.
Well, is this the moment you need to ask yourself the question? I mean...
What are you proposing?
Well, I haven't thought of that yet. And it doesn't have to be a watermelon. It can be any... What do you think, knowing yourself, what do you think you could potentially do?
Nothing. I don't think I could...
No.
Well, now I just sound like a bit of a party pooper, don't I?
I did question whether you'd go through with it, but I just wanted to raise the...
Well, I'm not doing a can because
that's hard.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's fine. Don't have to do a can. what else could I mean? I'm trying to think of stuff that's soft.
A marshmallow?
Yeah, but does that crush? I mean, you can push it down. It sort of springs back into shape.
Grapes?
What about an Easter egg?
Ooh.
A hollow Easter egg.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm about the Easter egg.
Yeah?
Because you get to eat the chocolate after.
What about a regular egg?
Yeah. I like it.
You really want that Easter egg, don't you? All right, look, I don't know. Is it something we work on or not? I'm just raising the question.
How am I meant to train for that?
We need to take it to the next level. You crush things with your behoobs. Like you put something on the table and you do it.
Like yeah, it seems pretty normal, actually, now that I think about it.
Just another day on the Brie and Gaundy show. Yeah? You want to start training?
I don't know. I really don't know about this one.
I can help you. I mean, with...
Well, actually, that's a definite no.
Get up with Brie and Gaundy.
CFM.